Welcome to 101 Stage Adaptations. I'm your host, Melissa Schmitz. I'm a theater artist and arts administrator, and I wrote my first stage adaptation when I was 22. Now I'm interviewing playwrights about their own adaptations, their creative process, and how they make it all work. Welcome to episode 2 of 101 Stage Adaptations. I'm your host, Melissa Schmitz, and today it's just me. And I'm going to talk to you about why I started this podcast, what you can look forward to in upcoming episodes, and how you, that's right, you can influence the trajectory of this show. So this podcast has been a long time coming. I have been thinking about creating a podcast since probably May of 2021, and I have a tendency to overthink things, hashtag Pisces, and then that causes a lot of resistance because perfectionism is strong with this one. I'm working on it. It's fine. So my background is in theater, and I have had the idea for a number of plays swirling inside my head. And when the pandemic hit, it was like, okay, now's the time. If I don't come out of this having written at least one play, I probably won't have time off like this again. So it's time to figure this out. And as you may have guessed, I am in the midst of creating my own stage adaptations, and it's kind of hard. I've never done it before, and the hardest part is knowing exactly what to do when the original work you want to adapt is not yet in the public domain. And in terms of crafting a story, I know how to write a play, but after doing this work for a while, I've realized why many playwrights are like, I only adapt works in the public domain, because getting the rights to something is really tricky. First of all, finding the rights holder is often the hardest part, and the first battle you have to fight is who has the rights, and is there any contact information listed so you can find somebody to talk to? When I first looked up how to write a stage adaptation and how to get the rights to a known work that's not in the public domain that either still has a living author or an estate that manages it, I couldn't really find a lot of information. The best I found was something along these lines. How to write a stage adaptation. Step 1. Find the rights holder. Step 2. Get the rights. Step 3. You're ready to write your play. And it's like, okay, there are a million steps in between all of those. So what does that look like? There are a lot of little details, and I was frustrated that the internet, which is supposed to have the answers to all things, didn't have any answers for me. So this is me creating this work, this podcast in real time, and wanting to share it with other people. And I thought that the best way to find out this information is to ask the experts, the people who've done it before. And so that's why I've invited playwrights to the podcast so they can offer their wisdom and expertise. And so I'm learning, you might be learning, we'll all learn together so we can go out there and create some amazing theater. So that's part of the reason why I'm putting this podcast out here. And so others have some sort of guidepost for writing stage adaptations and getting useful advice for everything that is involved with that. Because it's not just get the rights and write your play. Like, I mean, yes, it is. But, like, it's not that simple. And it takes a lot longer than you think it will. Trust me. So, in addition to the playwrights, I wanted to talk to other people about the business side of playwriting and producing and getting stage rights and creating your adaptations. That is why we have a copyright lawyer, Gordon Firemark, on the next episode, a dramaturg, and producer extraordinaire, Nan Barnett, also in upcoming episodes. And if you are a dramaturg or a producer or an artistic director of a theater that specializes in producing adaptations in particular, please reach out to me. I would love to have you on the podcast. Also, if you're listening to this and you're like, I would love to hear from fill-in-the-blank playwright or theater artist about fill-in-the-blank adaptation, let me know. I mean, truth be told, we probably have a similar dream guest list. Who you want to hear from is who I want to talk to. We can compare notes. Contact me on social media. My handles are in the show notes. Tell me who you'd love to hear from. What are some of your favorite stage adaptations? Or if you are a playwright with an adaptation, I would love to read it or see it and talk to you about it. Paula Vogel, Julie Taymor, Lin-Manuel, are you listening? Thank you. I'm putting that out there in the universe. Are you listening? And so I hope you'll tune in every week. Hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. I'm going to be talking to my theater and life mentor, Sam Hall, on his wild production of The Crucible, which I was in. In the next episode, Gordon Firemark, who is an entertainment lawyer and my entertainment lawyer, joins me to discuss how to acquire underlying rights to an existing work so you can write your own stage adaptation. I'm talking to my friend Yining Lin, who is a dramaturg, and later on I'm also talking to Nan Barnett from National New Play Network, and why, if you have written a play, you should be on New Play Exchange. I also talked to Kent Nicholson from Broadway Licensing about getting a play published, and I even talked to the guy who wrote the book on stage adaptations, Vincent Murphy. And in between, there will be 101 episodes featuring playwrights discussing their particular stage adaptation, because hello, that's the name of the show. Another reason why I'm doing this show is that I have a number of super talented friends in the theater industry, and I feel like all of you should know about all of my super talented friends. Some of them should be getting a lot more attention career-wise than what they're getting, and so this is me trying to help a friend out. I'm hoping that by amplifying their work on this platform that I've created, that they can continue to utilize their talents and get the work and recognition that they deserve. Yes! My plan is to have as diverse of a lineup as possible in terms of the plays and the genres and the playwrights themselves and the stories they tell. So this is where you come in. If you are a playwright who has written a stage adaptation, I would love to hear from you. If you are a theater producer or an agent who represents playwrights or someone who is a business manager or financial advisor, particularly with playwrights and theater artists, I want you on the podcast. Hit me up on my social media or LinkedIn and we'll talk. This goes double for people who are from underrepresented communities in the theater industry. Also, who would you like to see on the show and what should I ask them? Leave a review. Let me know who is your dream guest or what your dream stage adaptation is. Also, if you have questions for me, I hope to do more solo episodes like this where I discuss show updates, personal projects I'm working on, and maybe some AMA action as well. So let me know, what can I answer for you? So that's all I have for you today. Tune in next time where I talk to my lawyer, Gordon Firemark, about what you need to know when it comes to acquiring stage rights so you can legally write that adaptation. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of 101 Stage Adaptations. If you liked it, I hope you'll follow or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and you'll be notified every time a new episode drops. 101 Stage Adaptations is produced by me, Melissa Schmitz, with the help of Hello Podcast Media. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.